Hi, this is Adam Gusso from Satan and Adam, and I'm sitting on the front porch of my little rental house in Oxford, Mississippi. It's Friday, everybody's getting ready to go home on spring break, and I thought I would tone down the lesson today, and in line with the very relaxed kind of weather we're having here. And instead of talking about up-tempo, high-speed, throw-down blues, I thought I would talk about just how important it is for harp players to be able to play a really slow and steady blues. I think it was a revelation for me when I first ran across the guy who became my teacher, Nat Riddles, and I've posted some footage of him. It was a revelation that you didn't have to keep the beat on the harmonica. I think there's a lot of harmonica players out there, perhaps you were there, or certainly I've been there, who feel that you've got to kind of jam. And it's all in and out and in and out. And I think that's very important to be able to do that, but it's not the only way to play. There's another way to play, and that is to make sure that your foot is keeping the beat. And then to learn how to free yourself up to play or not to play within whatever bar of the blues you happen to be on. So let me just stop talking and let me just play you some slow blues in the kind of style that Nat Riddles used to play. I'll start from the 5 chord. I'm actually playing on a B flat harp. Okay, so what's required in order to play that kind of a slow blues? What do you need to have in the way of technique and in the way, well, obviously you need to have the feeling. But one thing you need to be able to do is you need to be able to keep the beat with your foot at a slow tempo. So ultimately the place where this kind of playing starts is just being able to, I do use my hand, or I'll use my foot. Sometimes I'll use both. You've got to be able to count time.